Her office says it's reviewing Tuesday's decision. The sale's set to begin November 13th. Keith Peters reporting.
Some top comedians helped to raise money for military veterans last night. It was a raucous event at New York's Madison Square Garden. Some of the sharpest barbs reserved for the commander-in-chief. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
That's right, it's hump day. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on the hump day. Gosh, is this the second hump day in November already. Did you know that?
Can you believe that?
November the 8th. This is second hump day. Wow. Hey, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Carl Bott here, and with Bad Bob.
Good morning. National Weather Service says we are due for rain, 10 showers today, and that's going to hold true all the way into the weekend. So definitely some changes on the way. Lots of precip coming down, so make sure things are batting down. Winds won't be too bad, maybe some 20-mile-an-hour gusts tonight. Rain accumulations over the next couple of days up to about 1.5 to 2 inches. Then when we get to Veterans Day, mostly sunny and a high near 63. So definitely a change in our weather currently at Reading Municipal Airport, 48 degrees. Downtown Reading reading 47. And the drizzle we've been seeing this morning should be stopping, but it will give way to more rain later on today. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business out of Anderson, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. They do. In fact, as we get closer to Veterans Day, we're going to start telling you places you can go and get free dinners, free breakfasts, free lunches, all of these things as people want to honor their veterans. But give them a call, 365-3793. Good morning, everybody. If you missed the chance to watch the KIXE auction last night, and from 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. to 10:30, then you missed a chance to see a number of people totally losing it last night as we tried to sell a lot of stuff on the TV. We had a slight problem, and for like 20 minutes, there were no telephones. So we just kind of sat in front of the cameras and talked until they could find a video to play. I was there with Jake and Mike Mangus and Jake Mangus.
Oh, they were there. We
you know what? Yeah. Those two guys, you know, it is a pleasure to, one, to work with them. It's a pleasure to see them together, too. I mean, here's obvious a father-son who've got an extremely close relationship. Love that. And then Jack Potter, chairman of the board of Reading Rancheria. Is this man, you know, the only time a lot of people see him, he's in front of everybody, and he's being very solemn and doing his job there. But when you get him on TV or just get around him, this man is hilarious. I mean, funny, you know, grab your sides, laughing, funny. He wants to have a KIXE After Hours TV show with Linda and I.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking, I said, you know, that could work. Anyway, a lot of things sold, a lot of things in support of our public broadcast station right here.
Yeah.
You got to say that, you know, that people said, well, you know, yeah, I taped this, or I videoed this, you know, to see it look later with my kids. Linda and I go as far as to turn off the TV just to make sure it can't accidentally be DVR. Because, you know, last night it's when you're on front there and you're just kind of like trying to do this kind of stuff.
Big glass eyes staring you down.
No, it gets funny. Anyway, it was a successful night, we hope. And, again, this thing is going on through Saturday. So there's a big chance then that you could continue to help support a organization that has. Where else can you see Lawrence Welk? And Curious George on the same channel.
Well, this is true.
This is true. And it's got, you know, programming you would never see anywhere else.
In an age of...
Like the Ken Burns, yeah. The Ken Burns things. Yeah. And all these other documents. I mean, you don't see them anywhere.
In an age of internet, YouTube, video on demand, immediate gratification, do you still see a strong relevance for public television, traditional broadcast? I put the question out as a question.
Well, you know what? There is a, you know what? So many people are cutting the cord because they don't want to really watch, you know, conventional TV. They don't want to spend money for it. But this is one
of
those things.
Cable delivered television.
Yeah, they don't want to do that. They'd rather be on. They want to look at Netflix, Amazon. You can do that via the internet. Mm-hmm. And hook it into your smart TV, as we do. We have not cut the cable with Dish because there's still things out there. But is it, you know, but more and more and more things are transferring over. Oh, you can watch these shows online. And as soon as that happens, then you have to ask yourself, what's the cost point? If I, you know, I'm paying for this group of shows on the Dish.
The packages.
The
yes.
Package. But I can just cut loose those packages like we have with HBO and Showtime.
Yeah.
And then you've got access to anytime you want to look at it for, you know, the same price.
Yeah. What I have found interesting is that rather than being conduits for other people's products, organizations like Netflix have taken, and of course HBO has done this for a long time, but and Hulu now have taken to creating their own content in-house. Which actually is a lot more avenues for producers to create niche shows that otherwise would not meet the criteria for one of the major networks to pick them up. And that's more opportunities for very specialized shows to come out and still be successful.
Well, let's talk about House of Cards. It won all those awards, Kevin Spacey and all those other people. Now, of course, that's killed. That right now, that show is gone because Spacey's gone.
Boy, lopped the head off
13,
that goose.
Oh, 13 more people have come out and accused him of sexual assault on the set. So, I mean, you know, this here's another example of hubris. They think that they're so powerful and nothing's going to touch them. They can just do anything they want.
Oh, the feet of clay have...
Oh, my gosh. And then Jesse Jackson has just been accused of sexual assault, sexual harassment by one of the people that works with him.
Say it
so, is.
So.
Oh, I can't imagine Jesse Jackson. Jackson is, you know, I can't imagine be offensive to people.
Took that rainbow thing just a little far, didn't
you? Yeah. Okay, hey. We got a lot of things happening today, but the thing here is the city council is banning commercial pot for another year. Now they're doing this while they're writing the laws and all that, and then they'll bring it back, and then they'll start selling it in the beginning of who knows January, February. They also said they could move the public comment to the beginning again. Perhaps Brent Weaver believes that timeout has gone on long enough. Anyway, they're going to talk about that. Not right now. In a couple weeks. About bringing the public comment back. Like everybody else has public comment at the beginning of the meetings. Not Reading.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Reading can't be trusted. Reading, you know, the Reading people can't be trusted. It's, you know, and we have to punish them. We have to punish all the good ones because some are rude.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what I think about that. Punish, you know, would you punish all your kids because one of them's a jerk? No.
Well, in the Corps, was it not routine for the entire platoon to face
in
consequences?
Boot camp, in boot camp, it was. But then they said this.
But that became a self-correcting mechanism.
Yeah, police yourself. And you didn't have that problem after that because, you know, there'd be blanket parties and soap parties and, you know, guys getting punched in the face. And that stopped. But here's the thing.
But there's the mindset that appears to be in place.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to be interesting. And then, gosh, we got a full day. Julie Winter said why she is voting for the pot resolution. We have to have her on because I'm not sure if I understand exactly her argument, because if that's her argument, is this way, we have to vote it vote it in to use it so we can control it, and we've got to be able to get that money that would just be going down the road. Does that mean if you take it out, the next step, does that mean that we should also then legalize heroin use and other things? Because if we legalize it, we can then sell it, and we can get our arms around it and make it, you know, so we can police it better.
Amsterdam, California.
I mean, if that's your argument, Julie, I mean, wouldn't that go out for other drugs too? I mean, if you want to legalize pot, that's fine with me. And I'm at that age that I believe in people taking responsibility for themselves and your kids if they're under a certain age. And if you want to do that, that's fine. If you can't control your kids from smoking weed, that's your problem, because there's something wrong there. There's something wrong there because a lot of kids don't smoke it. So you got to, if you're worried about your kids smoking dope, then eradicate it. But now, they're not doing that. But I'm just kind of, I talk to people about this, and I said, am I missing something here? We need to take advantage of the money because they can just drive down the road. How about we just stand up and say, hey, look, it's the law. I'm voting for it. And that's, that's the way I feel. I'm not going to come up with a bunch of Weasley reasons to do it. Just do it.
I find it fascinating that California so frequently finds itself above those mundane federal things.
Hey, last thing. Korean War veteran Jack Talbert passed away November 1st.
Oh.
94 years old. Received a Distinguished Service Cross during the battle in the Korean War when he was in a bunker. North Korean soldier coming through and fighting, threw a hand grenade in there. Jack threw himself on the hand grenade, blew off both of his legs. And then in the ensuing fight was bayoneted and other things going on, too. He was medevaced, spent 3 months in a hospital, got out, came to Reading. He's been here for 60 years.
And one of the best veteran advocates around.
Absolutely. The man was a hero, but he never looked at it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Some said it's a flower and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356.8 to $518.8. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Real winners, real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For a limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Bank or CNC Properties, or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the Wizard of Oz, if ever a wizard was. If ever, oh, ever a wizard was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. And we are, yes, we are in Oz. A lot of times we believe we're in Oz here. In the studios of KCNR 1460.
Contrary to popular opinion, that is not the theme that plays in the lobby of Barry Tippin's office.
Oh, that's right. City council, city manager. No. Hey, 23 minutes behind the hour 7, and it's 48 degrees, going up to 53 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, you know what? I am here with the stars of The Wizard of Oz that UPrep is putting on. Let's start with Dorothy.
All right.
What? Get in there close there. Okay. What's your name, Dorothy, when you're not being Dorothy?
When I'm not Dorothy, I am Sarah Richards.
Sarah Richards has her hair in braids, just like Dorothy does.
Right.
And so how long have you been singing and dancing and all these things?
You know, I've asked my parents these kind of questions because I just can't remember. It's been so long. I've been singing since I can remember, and I've been dancing. I've been in little children's musicals since I was, like, in second grade.
Uh-huh.
So it's really kind of built up.
So what are you bringing to Dorothy?
I'm trying to incorporate, you know, your iconic Judy Garland Dorothy, but then I'm also looking at, like, Broadway performances of The Wizard of Oz and how it's kind of different in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to pull together kind of both so that it's like a nice marriage of the two.
Great. So are you on stage all the time?
Actually, there's two scenes that I'm not in, that I don't speak in, and then one of those I'm actually still on stage, but I'm frozen.
You're frozen?
Right.
Oh, is that when you're running through the poppy fields?
No, actually, this is when I'm stuck in the witch's lair, and then they're outside of the castle trying to come get
me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Dorothy. Now, let's talk to the good witch, Glenda. How are you? Look at you with your long hair and your sweet face. You are obviously Glenda. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us who you are.
I am Joy Sturgis.
Okay, and so what do you like about playing Glenda?
She has an amazing dress. I love the dress, and I love I love the bubble that I get to ride in. And she's a real
bubble.
Yes, I got a bubble.
Wow.
And it's been such an amazing experience being able to play this character. I just love it.
Do you have much? Do you sing in it?
I sing a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You have your little wand that you touch people with?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, is it because that you don't like her that you don't let the bad witch, the Wicked Witch of the West, come around with you in the morning?
No. We love her. We love her so much.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't. You can say it right here. No, because if you guys are in character, you know what you do is you know she walks by, you spit. Come on,
if you've ever seen Wicked, you have some sympathy for it.
I have no sympathy for green-faced people that try to hurt dogs. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So tell us how long you've been doing this.
I have I've been in many, many dance performances over the years. This is my third musical, so it's quite a new experience for me, honestly. But because I've been in, like, 26 dance shows, I know a lot about theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
A trooper. Look at you. You know, you're going to be worn out in one more year. You know, your feet, your poor little feet, you know, are going to be, you know, worn down, calluses and all that. How many musicals? 26.
26 dance performances.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool. All right, let's bring in the Scarecrow. All right, tell us who you are.
My name is Kobe Sturgis, so the older brother of Glinda here.
Is it tough living with the Good Witch?
Oh, man. You know, she spends so much time in the morning doing all that hair, so...
Does she rat you out because she's a good witch and she needs to try and save you?
Oh, quite often,
drops
yes.
dimes on you, huh?
Yeah.
Good, hon. You keep it up. Okay, tell us how... Okay, Scarecrow. Cool, huh? Is it a good part?
Yes, it's very fun.
I think that a lot of people think, no offense, guys, but I think a lot of people think that the Scarecrow is kind of the pivotal part around this, that he's the one that, you know, is, you know, even though without a brain, can figure things out like that. So do you kind of like, are you...
The consummate politician.
Yeah, are you dancing? do you dance a lot?
Oh, yes.
So you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. Like my sister, I grew up, well, not necessarily grew up dancing, but I've pretty much have been dancing for almost as long as she has, even though I was a little bit older when I started, but... Yeah, I have tons of experience in all the dancing, and this is also my third musical, too.
Great. Yeah, you guys are on here. I remember, you know, I've seen you all in other things around here. Okay, well, let's go to our Tin Man.
Hello.
Okay, Tin Man, what's your name?
I'm Cooper Overton.
Okay, Cooper Overton. Now, is this all you do is play the Tin Man around school, or is there other things you do?
I partake in soccer and track, but... In the fall, this is my life.
This is your
much.
Life,
yeah.
Yep. Hey, is the director? Who's your director?
Romney Clements.
Is she mean?
No. Well, that's hard.
Yeah, no. She's sitting in the back listening.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
I have to ask that. Ha ha ha, Romney. Okay, so what got you into this?
One of my older friends, he did it for many years.
Uh-huh.
And one year he was like, "Oh, you should do it." I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay, I'll try out." So I tried out last year because this is my only second musical.
Right.
And so I'm just going to keep doing it.
You like it, huh? Okay, now do you have the silver paint on you?
I'll have silver face paint, and my costume is all like metal.
Did you know that the original, you heard about the original Buddy Ebsen? Did you hear what happened to him?
No, I did not.
Do you know who Buddy Ebsen is? Have you ever heard of the Beverly Hillbillies? You never have. See, these are things that, these are in like the old TV shows. Or how about Davy Crockett? That was way back there. Okay. Buddy Ebsen was a famous dancer back in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that part. Mm-hmm. And they sprayed him with, you know, the silver paint and all that. He was so allergic to it, he almost died.
Oh, wow.
I mean, put him in the hospital, died.
Wow.
And they tried to keep it quiet because, you know, you didn't want to see the Tin Man dying.
Yeah.
And he lost that part then to the guy that eventually took it because of that allergy that paint. So that's what's wondering if they, you know. So they just probably put face paint on you.
They put face paint, and then I have, like, a suit. Like
a
suit,
suit
that's all gray.
All right. That's cool. Do you carry an axe?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a license for that?
Well, it's plastic, so I can't really hurt anyone.
Right. Okay. Well, you say that. Okay. Let's move into the lion here, the cowardly lion, who's one of the biggest guys here. Oh, listen to that voice. Okay, tell me your name.
All right, my name is Moody Yassin, and also contrary to popular belief, I am not moody, so sorry to disappoint this early in the morning.
You don't look moody.
No, I do not.
Do you spell that moody like moody?
Yes.
Okay.
Spelled as it sounds.
How'd you get the name Moody? Maybe it was your mom. Just says, "Well, look at this huge baby. I'm very moody about this."
Honestly, I don't know the origins of it. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Are you okay? So, how old are you?
I am 17.
17. Are you a senior?
Yes.
Okay. So, how many musicals have you been in, Moody?
This is actually my first musical.
Wow.
So I have.
So
this is all a new experience.
Yeah, how'd you get into this?
Last year I saw a production of Anything Goes, also run by Romney Clements, and I was amazed. It was quite out of this world. And so I thought that I wanted to partake in something as magnificent as this myself. And so this year I I go to her and I say, you know what? Put me in. I'll audition.
Put me in, coach.
Put me in, coach. I got this.
I'm ready.
And so I auditioned and I got the role of the Cowardly Lion, and it's been a very fun ride.
You know what? You know what? Every one of the parts that you all are playing are so iconic. I mean, the Cowardly Lion. Come on, put them up.
Oh, yeah.
Put them up. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Do you do that? Do you say that? Come on, put them up.
Put them up. Put them up.
I'll fight you with one paw tied behind me.
I won't spoil the entire show, okay, but yeah, you guys should definitely come to see the entire monologue.
Okay, now, when's the show going to start?
November 10th, this Friday, is our first showing at 7 p.m. You guys can buy tickets at the office right now, or you can buy them at the door. But I would hurry up because they are selling like Twinkies.
So, like,
we used to say hotcakes.
They're selling like Twinkies in the city of Shasta Lake.
It's a generational thing.
They all got it. Every one of them got it. They're all. Oh! Glinda, the good witch, looks like she's going to come over and hit me with something. Dorothy's going, what's that? What's that? That's because you're so innocent. You know, you got it. Okay, so you're going to go. It starts on November 10th.
Yes.
And it goes till?
November 18th. So we have six shows in total. We have Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and the next weekend the same times, Friday 7 p.m. and Saturday 2 and 7 p.m.
I'm telling you, my friends, you can just tell by the cast here that they're going to have a good time with it. They're really into it. And Romney Clements always puts on great musicals. It's You Prep. They're very bright kids anyway. And so you don't expect anything kind of strange to happen out there, even though that the tickets are selling like Twinkies.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Last thoughts. Dorothy, come over here one more time.
All right.
Hit it. Hit
okay.
You know what you have to sing, right?
Yes.
Let's hear it right now.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
Bravo. Bravo. That's going to be great. Starts this Friday, my friends, November 10th. It goes through the 18th. You've got Saturday evenings. You've got Friday evenings. You've got matinees during the weekends. Don't miss this thing. It looks like it's going to be a great show. All right, gang. Thanks a lot. You know what? And I wish everybody could see them, because if you looked at them, nobody told you which parts they played. You would know just by looking at them. They've got no makeup or anything on, but if you just looked at them, it was easy to see who was playing what here. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Simpson University and the Veterans Program.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Alan Gordon.
CEO of Coach Master Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coach Master's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coach Master. Coach Master is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coach Master Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coach Master on Eastside Road in Reading.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Friday, November 10th, KCNR and Crown Motors join forces once again with a salute to the veterans. Carl and Linda will be broadcasting live from Crown Motors in Reading at 555 Cypress Street with stories from those who have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror. Plus, Crown Motors will donate $100 to a local veterans organization for every vehicle sold. Come out and join us Friday. Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, beginning at 7 a.m. for Free Fire Radio's Salute to the Veterans.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindemann and Pat Hopp. Good morning, everybody. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You know, the best thing about coming in after 11 o'clock at night at the FBN at KIC auction is popping down into our sleep number bed. The one that's got the dual air capability so that Linda's sleep number setting is 50 and my sleep number setting 60, 65. And we can both sleep comfortably at night. And there's so much going on right now with sleep number. With their sleep number beds, you know that you're going to get your ideal comfort. And the newest beds are so smart that as you move through the night, it adjusts with you, and it doesn't get any better than that. And also, you got somebody in your family that snores, it has an adjustment for that. Wow. And right now, Sleep Number is having exclusive savings just for the military and veterans. You have to go down to the store. And also, the semi-annual sale where you'll find clearance savings of $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology. All of this down to Sleep Number stores. Trust me, we slept on these beds for 4 years. We love this bed and the other things that it does. But now with the great savings you can get, and especially military and veterans, head on down there, see what they can do for you. Go down to the Target Shopping Center, head into the stores, lay down on one of those, and you know what? You're never going to be sorry. Okay. Speaking of veterans, I have one right here, Justin Spears, who heads up the Veteran Success Center over at Simpson University. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well this morning, Carl.
Well, you know what? I saw you at the parade with your gang out there. How many members are in there?
We've got 40 student vets there at Simpson University this year. Wow. Nice increase from 28 last year.
You know what? I'm looking at Simpson University being a great place for veterans. A lot of people in the military are Christians. And there's no problem with that. There's it's obvious they're Christians. They they practice their faith, as many do. I mean, we have many churches on our bases, and as many people say, when you're in a combat zone, there may be no atheist in a combat zone. But when they come back and they go to college, there can be some things that are different. And we were just talking a little bit about it. I have friends that were young Marines that were fighting in Fallujah, Ramadi, during that time frame. And they came back. They all enlisted together out of Shasta High School. All went over there. I had a couple of them get wounded. They came back all, of course, honorably discharged. All of them did a great job. And came back and they went to school. And that was difficult for them. And what do you see over there, Justin?
I see the difficulty in that transition for service members going to, getting out of the military and going to college is, just the lack of awareness on college campuses in America right now. Simpson University, I'm an alum over there, as well as a staff member, but, there just hasn't been the awareness over there. And so one of the things that, I'm excited about is this year we've been really honing in on the awareness. We've had faculty training and staff training. Just last week, the dorm or residence halls, they call them now. They're one of their evening panels on it was a diversity campaign last week on diverse conversations. They actually invited me down for my views on, opposing views and things like that. And so, they wanted a veteran perspective. They wanted a conservative perspective. And so they actually brought me down in front of the students on a panel. And they were asking, very veteran-targeted questions. And so, we have a lot of things going on to educate our student body, even down to the events. We have a lot of events coming up this fall and in the spring where, we're growing that education and awareness on campus. And so it's not – I'm not looking to, educate the veterans as much as I'm trying to educate the campus as a whole.
Well, and you need to do something like that because – the things that a veteran finds important or stressful, the others don't really understand it. On the other hand, things that people have never been in the service and they're young, 18, 19 years old, things they find stressful, veterans just kind of look at them and think, you've got to be kidding me. You are stressed over this? It happens. It still happens to me. People will be complaining about something. I'm just looking at them. And I'm thinking to myself, you have no concept of what the real world is. Have you ever been out of Reading? Yeah, these are educated people, so I assume they've been someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a problem that veterans have when they come back. And I think your program there of educating people, saying, hey, these students are just like us. They've just got a lot more experience. They're older than you. You're 18. They're 22, 23. They've spent maybe two combat tours out there. They're, they're smart, they're hardworking, and they, but their mindset is going to be a little bit different than yours.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it, a lot of it has to do with the exposure aspect. They've had a lot of life experience. They've had a lot of exposure. A lot of them, the exposure to mature situations. They were voluntold to be mature individuals. They didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
And so that's who they are now.
You were put into situations.
Yeah.
I heard people say to me one time, and they did something, I'm only 30. And I looked at them, and I said, I just looked at them, I said, 30. I said, I got 18-year-olds taking out life and death missions. You're 30. I said, I'm sorry. That your pathetic excuse that you're only 30 holds no water with me. Come up with something much better than that. And I'm sorry, but I just am like that. I know what young people can do. I am got all the faith in the world in young people that they can accomplish things, life and death situations, but just accomplish great things. And there's no doubt in my mind about this. But they've got to have the training, mm-hmm. and they've got to be able to be given that responsibility or earn that responsibility, and then be mentored and led through these things.
Yeah,
I think that's what you do.
Yeah, being a veteran, we definitely have a different gauge of expectancy and experience throughout life. I heard somebody say, actually on LinkedIn, I'm pretty active on LinkedIn in the veteran mentor groups, and saw somebody on there that said, an 18-year-old in the veteran world is about a 40-year-old in the civilian world. I saw that and said,
I'm not even sure if it's 40. It could be 50.
I said,
and sometimes
that kind of makes some sense here.
Well, and I'm not castigating people who were not in the service.
Right.
I'm not saying that they're not, great people, because they are. Because many of my friends have never been, especially here in Reading, have never been in the service. But because of that, they don't understand. They try to understand. And I'm not saying that. I'm not talking down. I'm just saying is that. They have their lives. They have high power jobs. They have families they're raising, and all this. But they don't have that underlying background.
Yeah, that exposure. And that's really what I hone in on at our Veteran Success Center is that exposure of, you know, even down to this year had a lot of landmarks for us. You know, last year, you know, we're coming up on our 1 year celebration of the grand opening of our Veteran Success Center, which, you know, you helped us kick off. You were one of our guest speakers there. Thank you again for that.
It was an honor.
And, you know, and looking back, last year I spent 3 semesters there just really planning the center and planning our program. And this year, we had our Veteran Success Center orientation. We've got Vet Night every month now. Our student veteran organization. We've got a Student Veterans of America chapter. We have honor societies. We've even rolled out a student veteran housing program that's specific only to student veterans. It's a living and learning community.
I want to talk about that. We need to take a break, though. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. So many things happening. And I don't want to prey on the fears of people, but there is evil in the world. North State Security are officers, trained officers, trained, highly trained, trained in deconfliction of events, that they will be there. They will be there in one of the programs in under 8 minutes. To your house or to your business. They've got more people on the street at any one time than the sheriff and the police do combined in Redding and Shasta County. These men and women are trained and they're there, and it's been in the business 50 years. It's the largest security company north of Sacramento. And now they are looking for some more good people to join them because they've expanded their horizons one more time, and they are doing they're going to be doing the river trails here, and they're going to be patrolling the river trails right here in Redding. So if you're interested in that, or you're interested in having, say, a security officer at an event that you're going to be at to help just kind of keep things keep things straight, give them a call at 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi. I'm Brian Martin, General Manager at River Common Senior Living, formerly known as River Oaks Retirement Community, a new name but the same caring staff, engaged residents, and beautiful community with a new family-run ownership. The goal of the new owners is to carry on the philosophy of always doing the right thing and creating an engaged and caring environment for both the residents and the staff, while preserving the distinguished designation of Best Retirement Community in the North State 7 years in a row. River Commons is a warm, relaxed, carefree environment where the freedoms from daily chores allows you the opportunity to enjoy companionship and time for the things you enjoy the most. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on the 8th of November. 10 minutes to before the hour, 48 degrees, going up to 53 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here in Redding by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Provides some the most complete CCW training. Basic pistol, advanced pistol, tactical rifle. In fact, those classes, advanced classes and the tactical rifle are going to be held on the 19th of this month, 19 November. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We're here with Justin Spears, who is the Veterans Service Center, heads up the Veterans Service Center. He's an advocate for veterans and a veteran himself, of course. Thank you for your service. He has a service dog with him, too, that's just a fantastic dog. I'm not even sure it's a dog because it's the way it looks. It's either that or it's a large sheep. Okay. Anyway, you got a lot of things going on. I know, yeah. Selling like Twinkies in Shasta Lake.
Oh, man.
Okay. I finally got Bob going on that one. Okay. So you got a bunch of things going over at Simpson.
Yeah, we got a lot of events. Like I said, it's just it's a landmark year this year, rolling out the veteran program. Like I said, we had the orientation. Student Veteran Club kicked off this year. This weekend, well, actually, going back to last weekend, we had a really awesome opportunity last weekend. You saw us there. We were in the Veterans Day Parade
first
at Shasta
time.
Lake.
First
that
time.
Was our first time.
That's great.
Yeah, through some community donations here. We in partnership with Signorama, we actually have a Veteran Success Center truck. You can't miss it. It screams Simpson University, Veteran Success Center, and America. Look for it in the community. It's bold, and it's red, white, and blue.
It's oh, it is.
A giant truck. So, yeah, we were able to get that, and we borrowed a float from We Move It Moving Company there and decorated it with some the military flags, and we had about 22 members of our Simpson military family there. Join us. We were throwing T-shirts and candy into the crowd and throwing Frisbees and playing music. We were even playing some airborne cadence from our float as we were driving through the parade, having a great time. So that was kind of our kickoff to the Veterans Month at Simpson for us. And this Friday, we're going to be joining you over at the Marine Corps Ball at Wind River Casino.
Y'all going to have a table over there?
We've got two tables this year.
Whoa, there you
go,
buddy.
Yeah, we've got alum joining us. We've got a lot of the community.
Roger Janus going to be there?
Yep, Roger's going to be there, Private Janus.
Watch out for Private Janus.
Yep.
Private Janus starts, you know, he starts slamming them back. And so last year, my gosh, you know, he was picking fights with, you know, everybody. So
he's got your six, you know that, right?
Yeah. You know what, Roger Janus is a great guy.
He is.
I just want to mention two words, challenge coins. Just want to warn you now.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Just want to say it.
Okay.
Because challenge coins, if you don't have one, what happens?
Yep.
You buy the other guy a drink.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the following day.
I'm warning you now.
The following day, Rod Forseth, he comes from a family of veterans there. He's our wrestling coach. And he's putting this on. It's our second annual Veterans Day Wrestling Dual Meet. And so the whole event is hosted around Veterans Day. And each match, they're going to be honoring and dedicating each match to a veteran just before it. So they'll be calling out and recognizing a veteran. And then they'll be presenting you know, an honorable mention and usually some sort of a gift to each veteran. And then the following week, on November 17th, is our first ever Veterans Day Chapel at Simpson University. So we've got our guest speaker, Simpson alum and Army veteran Joel Jensen. And we're going to be joined with the Beale Air Force Base Honor Guard. The Jefferson Pipe Band is going to be performing.
Wow.
Mr. Julek's Vietnam-era Huey is going to be there. The VFW American Legion. Almost every branch except for the Navy because they don't come out anymore. Sorry. Hurts me. DLB Ranch, Veterans Canine Connections.
And when's this going to be?
This is going to be November 17th.
Okay, and it's going to be at?
10:20 at the chapel, the Grant Student Life Center.
Okay.
And then...
You got to leave me those so we can talk
about
them.
I'm definitely leaving these for you. And then exciting, this is our first official announcement, and I want to invite you to it. Our very first birthday bash. So the Veterans Success Center at Simpson University is turning one next Friday. And so food, drinks, fun. We're inviting out all the Simpson University employees, students, and everybody that helped with our grand opening. So we'd love to see you out there.
Cool.
And, yeah, we're really excited. We got a lot of stuff coming. Working with KIXE, I may be doing a screening for some veteran films coming up. And the beginning of January, I'm sending three student veterans with me to the Student Veterans of America National Conference down in San Antonio. So we got a lot of stuff coming up.
There's a lot of things that I want to talk to you about, Justin, for this upcoming year in 2018. I think working with you with some ideas I have and letting you run with them is going to be a lot of fun. I also do a lot for veterans in our community. We've got a strong veterans community. Celestina Traver now, of course, has taken over as a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Yep.
She is sending out thing after thing after thing, things like the veterans discounts, free meals on Veterans Day itself, but some of them starting the day before. We are going to be down at Crown Motors and saluting the veterans on Friday. I'd like you to stop by and maybe bring one of your veterans from your organization down and talk on like that. We're there from 7 to 9, you know, get there when you want to.
Okay.
So we can talk about, again, a little bit about what you're doing, but then that veteran himself, a younger veteran, you know, and why he's going to school, things he sees, all that kind of stuff. Like
got
that.
It.
Because there's so many things I think that we can do, and I like the idea of what KIXE is doing. I think there's going to be some partnerships with Cascade Theater on things. You know, we had that one maybe before your time, Restrepo. With the young man that came
Sebastian
back,
Sebastian Junger.
Yeah, but yeah, it was we had one of the soldiers that's from right here, was there. Tad, okay, it's escapes me right now, but he was there. The place was absolutely full. I mean, turned people away.
Okay,
and then we afterwards we had a question and answer. I think there's room for more of that around here keep piquing the interest of non veterans for our veterans now, because you know the war is not in your face, and yet we have people over there in gunfights, you know, every day. They come home, they go back to school. You know, people are, you know, appreciate them in a kind of a surface way. But they're not, you know, they're not maligned or anything like that. So there's so many things that we need to do. And I really like what you're doing over there. You're a star in the veterans, in, you know, helping veterans out there.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, I love that Celestina moved into the VSO position up there. Love what she's doing. So honored to be working with her. She's actually on our SAFE team there at Simpson, and she's also a Simpson alum. Love working with her. She's going to be joining us at the Marine Corps Ball as one of our guests.
Okay.
So, yeah, I love Celestina. She's great.
Army, she was an Army, I think.
Yeah.
She was a soldier.
Yep, she's a soldier.
That's cool. All right. Okay. We've been here with Justin Spears, who heads up the Veteran Service Center at Simpson University. He has built it, and it has grown. He's got 47, 40, how many people?
We've got about 40, 42.
42 people in it, 42 veterans in it. Raises awareness on campus with the instructors and the other students. And also probably, you know, says to the veterans, okay, it's not like it was, but here, you know, you can't get too excited about it. This is just the way it is. Watch the snowflakes melt. Don't help it. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're talking with the Economic Development Corporation. We're talking, you know, I'm going to ask them. I'm going to kind of try and focus in on what marijuana can do for the business opportunities here in Redding, Shasta County. Besides the Twinkie, if you have the Twinkie concession. Yeah. All right. How much time we got?
Well, I was going to start the theme here in about 5 more seconds.
Okay, well, I tell you what, then. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, it's Home Helpers. There is no better place to leave your loved ones or have your loved ones helped than Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive, SRN News, next.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Don't underestimate us and do not try us. President Trump's warning to North Korea comes as Mr. Trump arrives in China, the third leg of his Asia tour. China, North Korea's closest ally, pulled out all the stops in welcoming Mr. Trump and the First Lady.
The President and First Lady were greeted at the airport by dozens of children who waved U.S. and Chinese flags. They sipped tea with Chinese President Xi and his wife, and they received a private tour of the Forbidden City, Beijing's ancient imperial palace, including a performance by young opera students before dinner. Mr. Trump will be using his visit to push China on trade and the North Korean threat.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, at the outset of the president's China visit, there's word of $9 billion worth of deals signed between Chinese and American businesses. And separately, Ford is partnering with a Chinese automaker to build electric cars.
The announcement of the $750 million venture with Anhui Dassault Auto Company adds to rising investment by global automakers in China's fast-evolving electric vehicle industry. Dassault is a prime mover in China. It already has its own electric vehicle business, with sales this year up 14%. Ford, for its part, says it expects China's market for all electrics and hybrids to hit 6 million by 2025. Visions to offer electric versions of 70% of its models sold in China by around that year. I'm Charles Ledesma.
He had a troubled past. Police reports indicate the gunman who killed more than 24 people at a small town Texas church briefly escaped from a mental health facility in New Mexico, that back in 2012. Democrats savoring gubernatorial wins in Virginia and New Jersey. On Wall Street, the Dow down 17 points. The NASDAQ is up a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes The Star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
From orphan to millionaire.
I was abandoned. A child without parent.
He opened his heart to God and opened his home to thousands of children in need. Mully, in partnership with Focus on the Family, discover the miraculous true story of how one man gave up earthly riches and became the wealthiest man in the world.
I see the impossible becoming possible.
Mully, in theaters nationwide for one night only on Thursday, November 9th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
Somalia is declaring military victory over the Al-Shabaab terrorist group, allowing troops from other African countries to withdraw from Somalia.
Over the past 10 years, AMISOM has struggled with funding and logistical support. At a point, the contributing nations even threatened to pull out, complaining that Somalia was being seen as their problem rather than the world's responsibility. AMISOM itself has not been transparent about its own casualty figures, and its troops have had limited success in counterinsurgency. Now, AMISOM will hand over security duties to a local army that is less equipped, less experienced, and in need of reform.
That's the BBC's Tommy Oladipo reporting. Former President Obama expected to appear for jury duty today in downtown Chicago. A senior law enforcement official says President scheduled to show up at the Richard Day Daily Center. News and analysis, townhall.com. On December 5th, the case of a Colorado baker who refused to create a cake for a same-sex wedding will be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court, which includes President Trump's appointed Justice Neil Gorsuch. Attorney Kristen Wagner of the Alliance Defending Freedom says the battle for religious rights must also be waged at the local level, nationwide.
Oh, absolutely. You know, these battles, these laws that are being passed are largely being passed at the state and local level. So while it's great to have originalist judges who are being put on the bench and different things happening at the federal level, we have to have the courts protect the right of free expression and the right of conscience.
ADF, a nonprofit legal organization that advocates for the rights of people to freely live out their faith, and it accepts financial support from all Americans. The Supreme Court case to be heard December 5th. More information is available on the website srnnews.com. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the direct center, the middle, the ground zero of Reading. That's right. We're reclaiming Reading one street at a time. And we're starting right here. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the 8th of November. Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather here today, tomorrow, and the next day?
All right. Well, right now in Reading, we are still holding at about 48, 49 degrees. Temperatures will only get up to about 53 today, so not a lot to change. What we will be seeing is rain and a fair amount of it. Rain tonight, showers tomorrow, showers likely for the next several days. We're not really going to clear up until Veterans Day, as a matter of fact. Accumulations are probably looking for about 2-3 inches out of this storm estimated. Winds kicking up to almost 20 miles an hour in some spots. So a bit of typical late fall weather for the North State. Again, in Reading, it is 48 degrees. And downtown, Reading Airport 48, downtown 49. This report from Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran owned company right here in the city of Anderson. Give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town, in Reading, with a watch repairman and more. They can not only can they design the jewelry and build it, they can bring in gems from all over the world. That's how good they are. This is the only place that I would buy a bauble, a bracelet, a necklace, a ring. It's the only place I would buy that. Rebecca and Henry, great, great people down there. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, if it's the second Wednesday of the month, it's Economic Development Corporation, and it's Todd Jones. And you brought with you Dan Morrill.
Yes, I did, from Optest and SoftTech Integrators.
Okay. Now, you've talked about Dan before, and always in glowing terms, by the way, Dan. Pop.
So. Okay.
But one of the things you said and threatened me with was that you were going to bring him in here to talk about the things he does. And I want to get to that in a little bit. But can you give us kind of a synopsis of what's gone on in the last month as far as things that are happening here in our city business-wise?
I can give you a little bit. Obviously, Tony's not here with me today. He's going to be planning on joining us in December, and we can talk a little bit more about what happened last night at City Council and what's going on with Stillwater. That's obviously the big focus still. And Barry Tippin, City Manager of the City Council, they've been very aggressive in trying to put together as much as they can to offer businesses, and we're still constantly speaking with companies that are looking to move.
Which would we're going to have marijuana in here. I can't imagine that it's not, since we're doing it for the money. I mean, that's frankly, that's what Julie Winter said.
Sure,
we're doing it for the money. Even she pity pattered around other things, but I think that's the bottom line. You know, same thing with Adam. And okay, you know what, guys? If that's what it is, because other people are selling it, and it's not, and if we don't get into it, we're just going to lose out on it. Blah blah blah. Okay, if that's your reason, it's fine. Well, that opens Stillwater to the marijuana trade.
I cannot answer that question, but I can say, and I think this is pretty public and open, but up in Shasta Lake City, because the EDC, we represent the entire county, Shasta Lake has taken advantage of it, and all of their commercial land, which is really one of the main focuses of the EDC, is all, I believe all the escrows have closed for their commercial properties up there.
They have. I talked to Richard Kern, who is the mayor up
right
there, and I'm going to have him on here as soon as I can. The the amount of, but you know, I looked at what happened when they tried to put a company out there before, which was that it was they were building greenhouses.
Greenhouses, correct?
Yeah, so greenhouses weren't good enough for some for Stillwater.
There was a few different parts of it. They wanted a parcel that was in negotiations with another company that wanted two parcels next to each other. That was one of the main reasons. There were several other things. I wasn't with the EDC at the time of that went mm-hmm. down, but there was a lot of things that kind of happened that ended up just.
So if I want to put I want 3 acres and I want to put a large steel building there, you put concertina wire around it and put guards on it because I want to store, because there's no place legally for them to store their marijuana and their money. Can I do that?
I mean, I think that the city council is going to be open to a lot of different ideas. I can't speak for them. They're ultimately the ones that decide what gets to go in there. But you know, we've talked with different developers that about building buildings out there, all kinds of things to sell ready-to-go structures. And you know, the big thing is economic development. That's the reason we have Stillwater. So you know, it depends on how many jobs, what the you know, auxiliary things with trucking and things like that, that are the classic manufacturers that we're looking at. You know, it's not just the jobs that they provide, but it's all the support jobs that come with that and the economic impact of manufacturing, which is...
It's the downline of marijuana, frankly. It's the fact of using, making the byproducts of the marijuana, like the oils, the creams, the all the things that come from that, you know, in labs. That's going to be a lot of money. I just saw where they're trying to get armored cars to move the money back and forth.
Yeah,
really,
because article too. I think the state wants to require them or something like that.
Well, frankly, my friends and I moved lots of money and lots of other things in other countries. So, we'll move your $8 million and your 500 pounds of pot.
Hey, it's another job, right? You can create an industry just for that, just for moving money around.
I know. You know, and the thing about it is I don't think people have any concept of all the stuff that's happening. I think it's going to be a 600-person organization at the state level trying to keep their arms around this. It's going to have to be tested. It's going to have to be shown that it's either, you know, it doesn't have the pesticides in it, and blah, blah, blah. So you've got to have testing labs. You've got to be able to move it. And, you know, and let's just face it, it's still a, level one drug. A level one drug that if feds wanted to, they could just sweep down and take everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big – transportation is really the biggest issue right now, because even with medical marijuana, which we've had in the state for, I don't know, 20-plus years or something like that, these guys and gals can grow it legally, for the most part, on their private property. They can sell it to a collective, and the collective can sell it to patients legally, but they can't legally drive it to that destination until some of these new rules came out with different amounts that they can transport. But for at the beginning, it was – a very small amount.
So you're moving. Stuff down the interstate. So you're moving 4 tons of marijuana from Northern California, because this is where we grow the good stuff.
We'll try and go
down to Southern California, and at the same time the cartels are moving stuff north here. It's going to be interesting.
Hey, well, maybe if someone out there has a startup idea on a way to take advantage of this industry, then come to Startup Weekend this weekend and pitch it. We'll take anything.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, whether it's a little bitty chip less than the size of a dime or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to look at it. He's going to tell you what he can do. If he fixes it, he guarantees it for life. Jeff Wirst is a veteran. It's a veteran-owned business. He's down at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Don't go to one of these places on the side of the road. Hey, I'll fix your windshield for $20. And he ends up taking some chewing gum and putting it on there, onto your windshield. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Todd Jones and Dan Moore. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strangs' recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
This Friday, November 10th, KCNR and Crown Motors join forces once again with a salute to the veterans. Carl and Linda will be broadcasting live from Crown Motors in Reading at 555 Cypress Street with stories from those who have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror. Plus, Crown Motors will donate $100 to a local veterans organization for every vehicle sold. Come out and join us Friday, Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, beginning at 7 a.m. for Free Fire Radio's Salute to the Veterans.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. You know you can't quit until it's won.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I can see a new horizon out there.
You were racking your brain, weren't you?
I can see a new horizon out there.
It's St. Elmo's Fire.
There it is, buddy. Hey, let's talk about the Black Bear Diner. You know what? You got to get in touch with that bear, that inner bear. And we've got a, you know, the Black Bear Diner empire started up there in the Mount Shasta, but now it's right here in town. Bruce Dean, Michelle Dean, and Black Bear Diner. It's now it's gone, of course, national. Well, you know, over 100 Black Bear diners around the United States. But, you know, one thing, you can go to any of them, and the food is the same. Great cost. You know, old-fashioned family food at great prices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Our local one is right off there, off of Cypress there at, and Hilltop. Head on down there. Feed that inner bear. Okay, I'm with Todd Jones of the Economic Development Corporation. He's the head of the Entrepreneurial Division. And Dan Morrow, who is one of those people that actually does the, he can, you know, he envisions things and then he builds things, but he also acts as a testing facility and helping other people get their ideas off the ground, too.
That's right.
Okay, but let's talk to Dan a little bit. Tell us about your business, Dan.
Well, okay, so the name of the business is Softec Integrators. We have several other brand identities that we operate under as well as, but fundamentally, we're builders. As you mentioned, our place in the ecosystem is if you have an idea, if you've got a some kind of a product that you're interested in getting built, we're the guys that do that. So we have engineers, we have software guys, we've got builders, we've got a bunch of automation equipment that'll do everything from printed circuit boards to embedded microcontrol software all the way through to a box that I can put into your hands.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You can do it all. That 3D printers.
Yep. That's a big part of it. You know, one of the, there's several big changes that have happened in the last 10 years in the world of manufacturing. You know, we're all familiar with the impact the Internet has had just in terms of access to information.
Mm-hmm.
It also provides access to markets like we've never seen before. If you've got an idea for a product, literally Etsy is a channel where you can take something as simple as, you know, an artistic vinyl print, and you can get it up on Etsy, and you can go into business tomorrow. Amazon is the same way. There's a number of these outlets that lower the resistance or the barriers to a market for someone with an idea. The next thing is that if you have an idea that requires something that's built, you got to have somebody to build it. For years, that's meant going to China or Vietnam or Mexico. Don't have to do that anymore. Literally, the technology now is in Reading, where if you wanted to have a prototype kind of a custom case built, we can get that built. It just takes a couple of hours. The software to design it is you can download for free these days. Tyler Hendrickson's got a shop over here, Maker Center, that'll teach you how to use the equipment, how to use the software. He's got a subscription that gives you for $100 a month, I think it is.
Yeah.
You can have access to a full array of builder equipment and people who will teach you how to use it. I mean, all the pieces are here. So, Carl, if you guys got an idea in here of something that you need, right, something that'll make your life sing, then there's no reason in the world why it can't be implemented in your world, and if you got a lot of friends who need that, you can sell it to them.
Well, you know, we talk about that. You know, the fact is, you know, it's the three day push for trucks. You know, trucks. Mm-hmm. There's the stores because they don't want to keep all the stuff in their warehouses. It's like a 3 day. You know, they have a 3 day supply. And then when you're in the you know, in the military or other places, that okay, so I need to get this part from there to here. And you'll see other times too is that, oh yeah, we don't have that part here for your vehicle. We're gonna have to wait. You know, it takes us a week. With the 3D and the technology we have, I see the fact is, oh, I don't have that part. So here it is. You know, I bring it up on the computer. It's designed. And we just make it right then. It's there. And 2 hours later, you've got the part.
Mm-hmm. And that gives you a chance.
Yeah.
For instance, we've been playing around internally. Actually, we got into the 3D printing market because of the software side of it. KISSlicer is one of the three big slicing software packages that was designed and is being operated out of Redding, California. It's one of the in the top three in the planet for this 3D slicing. If you haven't tried it, 1.6 just came out last month. It's a beautiful software package.
Slicing.
KISSlicer, yeah. It moves from the CAD model to actually moving the print heads around.
Wow.
Does that piece. Anyway, just to say, if you have a prototype where you need to put something in your hand and get feel how it's just so quick and easy and allows you to adjust those models and to make it just sing.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times when you're doing something new, you got the idea. Mm-hmm. And this is almost in everything. And so you have somebody there that does the prototype for you, whether it's an ad or anything. And it comes back to you, and you look at it, and you think, well, what was I thinking on this part? You know, so you go send it back again. Well, luckily, in today, since we have the computers and all that, you can run these, you can change these ads back and forth 5 times in a day just by making changes. So what you're doing is now making the prototypes instead of having it go back and forth and taking weeks, if not months. You can tweak it right there.
So all to say, from my perspective, that if you have an idea, the problem isn't a technology problem. Now it becomes a human, how do I get my ideas into the marketplace? And that's why the Startup Weekend that's coming up is such a huge thing. The Startup Weekend isn't about creating great ideas. The Startup Weekend is about walking the process of figuring out whether your idea is worth doing. In other words, really, I can convince myself of anything.
Right.
If I want to make money at something, I better convince you of something, not me.
If I'm going to invest in you.
Right. And
well,
so,
well, Bob, you're sitting here, Bob. You're a techie guy. And we've got the ability to make something here that would make our life easier in the radio world. What would something like that be?
To make our lives easier in the radio world?
Yeah, I mean, we're working at it right now. We're bringing in another computer, and we're new software on how we do our traffic and logs. And that's going to make things a lot easier for us. But there's other I'm just trying to think of other things that could be used. Think about it for a few minutes. I just caught you by surprise. I know you've been on the internet hooking and jabbing with Rexter. But
actually, we're of the same mind on something.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I really like the idea. You know, like this weekend is going to be the
Startup Weekend. Startup annual.
Weekend.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a place where people can come with their ideas. And Dan, do you go to these?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So now Dan's sitting there and listening to this, and he's going, "Oh, that's a good idea."
But you know,
we could do that.
To be honest, Carl,
do you ever do that?
The ideas aren't. There are millions of ideas. Every time I can talk to anybody on the planet, and just about everybody carries a great idea. The problem isn't the great idea. The problem is, what do I do with it?
Yeah.
I go to those meetings because every time I go, when I watch those groups taking any idea, it's just a vanilla idea. It's a throwaway. But they're working the process of trying to figure out how, if a good idea is good, and then if it isn't, how to make it so it is good. And sometimes you get to the end where you say, that's a great idea, but there's no joy in moving forward because there's no market.
Right.
I'm the only one on the planet that wants it this way, right?
Yeah.
In the mix of all that are, for me, a whole bunch of decisions about whether or not I'm doing what I want to do or whether I have the capacity to listen to other people or to run a spreadsheet and accurately decide whether something has value, how to get it built. The networking that happens is huge. There'll be people there who are software experts, marketing experts. There are some people there who are great with words. There are some people who are great with spreadsheets. You put all those people in a room. The ideas that they discuss are probably won't turn into a business, but I'll guarantee you that those individuals afterwards will start talking about the ideas that will go somewhere. And that's where the networking will launch those kinds of businesses, and has. You look at the number of businesses that have been launched in this town, and
there's a lot of them. People don't realize it either.
And this Startup Weekend is the petri dish for growing people to enter into that community.
The petri dish.
Yeah.
Of entrepreneurship.
There will be people there who have walked this process many times, who are repeat entrepreneurs coaching. There will be people there that are currently inside of startups that are there to sharpen their skills, and then there are people who have just never seen this stuff before. And this is it's just a perfect, and I don't care how old you are either.
Yeah.
And this is not an age thing.
And this is not an app or a technical only.
No.
It could be anything.
It can be any ideas we've talked about. Oh, I've got a prototype business here that's going to tie into the legalized marijuana in the North State or in California. That could be one that's just... Can that one be pitched?
Anything can be pitched. But
anything.
Now, if you've got a great idea, I would say hold on to your great idea. Come in with your number three, your throwaway
idea. Your throwaway idea.
That you can work the process, you can walk through, and then you can pick out... By the time you get to the end of the weekend, you'll know people who are good at software, people who are good at all these different skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
You can tap them on the shoulder and say, let's sign a non-disclosure. Let's sit down. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Let's talk about my idea and walk that same process with something real. And you'll have the tools and the skills, and you'll have the people at the table to help you sort out whether it's a good idea to pour your life energy into or not.
That's true. Because as we've learned, when you jump into things like radio stations, there's a lot of other things on the outside that you never knew about.
That's right.
Anyway, Bob.
Oh, I was just, something was tickling the back of my brain. It's been 97 years since the first AM radio broadcast station, KDKA Pittsburgh, went on the air. That's how long AM radio has been around.
Wow. And we've got some of that same equipment right here.
Yeah. So I'm looking over your shoulder. I see a CGA monitor. You know, it would be interesting to know how many radio stations are running CGA monitors. And, you know, if you were going to replace that software system, we could make a list of what it is that could be improved, how you could add value to that screen. We could have a big discussion about just that piece of software, do a market evaluation. At the end of the weekend, you probably would be able to decide whether or not that's something to pour money into or something just, it's not broke, let's not fix it. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Just when I look at that right there, that's the kind of decision grid this weekend will take you through.
Hmm. That's interesting. Okay, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Todd Jones, the Entrepreneurial Director over at the Economic Development Corporation, and Dan Marl, who is obviously an entrepreneur, but has the methods and the equipment to be able to push those dreams forward for people, those ideas. And if he thinks you've got a great idea, I think Dan's going to find a lot of ways to help you with that. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, by the way, donated a concealed carry package last night to the auction at KIXE. 2539 Larkspur, locally owned, locally operated, great customer service, great gunsmith in there, discounts for veterans. This is where I buy my firearms and all the accessories. Bastiani Arms. Nothing better than that. And Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:31 in the morning, and we have with us the Economic Development Corporation and more.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the box. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, 48 degrees, going up to 53 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans over there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Just down there getting ready for the Marine Corps ball.
I got to go down
Corps
today.
Birthday. Yeah, you're getting a little shaggy there, son. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, right off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, I'm here with Todd Jones, who is the entrepreneurial director of the Economic Development Corporation, and Dan Morrow, who is your business again, Dan, is
SoftTech Integrators.
SoftTech Integrators, but what it's so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the name of it is. But he'll also take ideas and help push those things through. He's got 3D, the 3D printers. He's got all those things. But also has been in the business a long time and can recognize good ideas. So this is, and then all of this is tied into the startup weekend.
Yeah, and so Dan, as you just said, he can recognize good ideas. We have pitch breakfast, which is once a month, except for this month. We don't have it this Thursday in light of the startup weekend on Friday, starting at 6:30. But Dan is one of our judges. We have four judges Sunday night. So I'll just give you a quick rundown of what startup weekend is and kind of what it looks like. So 6:30 Friday night, open to the public. We encourage everyone to be there. We have about 60 participants right now. We'll probably get a few more by Friday. And about half of them will pitch their idea, 60 seconds, just that idea that's in the back of their brain for years. They will pitch the idea that everyone votes, even audience members that are not participating will vote. And then we'll probably end up with about 10 to 12 ideas, and then teams will form around those ideas. And then they have 48 hours to work on that idea, so Saturday, Sunday. And then Sunday night, Dan and three other judges will hear their pitches, which they get 5 minutes for, so pretty short. And so Dan's a judge, Jake Mangus, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Sir Jacus.
Yes, we have Hope Seth, who was in my position. She's a local entrepreneur, really helped get the Venture Hub going and started. And then we also have Michael DeQuisto, who is, I believe he's officially retired now as an attorney. And he is a local Shasta Angel investor, and he's invested in a fair amount of the deals that have come through to the Angel.
Really?
Club. Yeah. So we're excited to have him, too. We wanted to get an angel there. We have about 30 angels in town, and Michael was available, and he always has good feedback for those people.
Michael DeQuisto is a very bright guy.
He is. I've been to some angels meetings, and he has very good questions.
He's got an ability to grasp a lot of different things on different levels like that. He ran for city council, and I thought that it was a kind of a travesty that he didn't get elected. But that's just me. Okay. So how many businesses, then? How many of these have you had?
So this is our third one.
And what's in the winner?
The winners, I'm trying to think of the winners the last 2 years. I believe, Dan, was it Justice Bowes last year?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Justice
mm-hmm.
Bowes? That's Garrett Vigor's son. Garrett Vigor is
the bow tie
the founder of Limelight Health. And then the year before that, I think it was some type of
We had a travel box idea.
There was a baby blanket or something like that.
Yeah,
the first year, some type of incubator.
Yeah, it was a box that solved the problem of a premature infant and how they have to be handled and moved and all the different equipment that has to be brought in and out. Anyway, this young lady envisioned a method of kind of simplifying that whole process, and it was good for the baby and good for the hospital. It was a great idea.
What happened with that?
You know, I think the only ones that I know of that have really gone on to do anything, Justice Bose from last year, I think they're still in business. There's actually been a lot of teams that have formed that have gone on to create ideas, like Joy Monster is a company in town, formerly known as AdJoy. That was a team of people that met at the first startup weekend. They came up with this plug-in for mobile gaming, and they're working very hard for their second round of funding right now. So they're doing their thing. Bow ties, apps, mobile gaming, it can really be anything, and it's a lot of fun. Wildcard.
It could be a service. It could be a service industry. It could be like a new way of doing things, saying, "I have this way how we're going to do this. We're going to get it by, you know, we're going to have our guys running around." There are so many ideas out there, mm-hmm. you know, and if you don't think there are, go to one of these gadget websites, and you sit there and you look at it and you go, "Wow. That is so simple, and you're selling it for $20. And you know it can't be more than 2 cents to make that. I mean, but the idea is good. I mean, just so how people will come up with these.
Yeah, and even if you don't think you're an entrepreneur, I think those are really the people, some of the more people we need to reach out to. Everyone's obviously invited, but those folks that might not think they are, they could bring a lot to a team that they might not realize. And, again, it's really about that process of learning more than about the product or the end result. Yeah. But it's always a lot of fun. We have, you know, food and beverages included the entire weekend. Wildcard is sponsoring us. Theory Collaborative Coffee, some great local restaurants, Papa John's Pizzas is giving us all the pizzas we need for free. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
Is Papa John's the one that's having the battle with the NFL?
You know what?
That right there is a good reason to go to Papa John's.
Yeah. I mean, the local franchise owner is a great guy. He's a big supporter of the startup community, Paul Gill. And so we're excited to have their support.
Okay. All right. So all that's going to happen this weekend. It starts on Friday.
So, again.
Unfortunately, I can't be there because.
Marine Corps ball.
Marine Corps birthday.
242 years.
There you go. Romping, stomping. You know, if it absolutely, positively has to be destroyed overnight, call the U.S. Marine Corps.
And we were debating whether or not we wanted to have it on that day, Veterans Day, Marine Corps birthday, but...
And Veterans Day, the day after it, so there's all these other things
going
on.
There's a lot of stuff going on, but it is the main reason, there's two reasons we did it. The main one is, it is the beginning of Global Startup Week. So Global Startup Week starts on Friday and goes through the following Sunday, the 19th, I believe, is that day. So tying it into Global Startup Week kind of gets us on the radar for other events that are going on throughout the entire world. And because the group that kind of gives us some of the material to put this event on, Startup Weekend, is a group called TechStars out of Boulder, Colorado. They have accelerators and all these things that they do for startups, different support systems, mentorship, access to capital. And so we go through them. They provide us a lot of the material and the collateral. And these startup weekends, there's been, I think, over 7,000 throughout the world in the past. I think it's only been about 5 or 6 years. So it's a good network to be a part of. We're kind of on that radar.
Well, you know why Veterans Day is on the 11th of November and the Marine Corps birthday is on the 10th. You know why there's the Veterans Day is a day off.
Remind me.
And so you can find those Marines that were at the birthday celebration the night before, because sometimes they disappear for up to 24 hours before they're found.
Yeah, you know, when you're in the fleet, too, since they've got so many Marine Corps birthdays, Marine Corps birthday could be on a Wednesday
it
or something.
Be.
It's
wow.
crazy.
I remember getting a phone call when I was a captain. I had a company, and the XO's wife called me. XO of the battalion called me and said, "Hey, have you seen Gordy?" And I went, "Huh?" Anyway, I said, "No, ma'am." I said, "You haven't seen him?" She says, "No." It was the wedding down party where when you get promoted, you take that difference in your pay and you throw a party. And if you've got 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 people getting promoted at the same time, which a lot of times it is because it's on a certain day, it's a big party. Our executive officer, our battalion, disappeared for 3 days.
Oh.
Came back. We never found out where he was. Anyway.
Wow.
He left like on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, he was back to work on a Monday, but his wife was...
With a fresh haircut, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. He looked 100 years older. Okay. But that's just kind of an old story there. I mean, you know, Marines today don't drink like that.
No, absolutely not.
Nah.
No way.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the businesses that are going on right now in Shasta County and here with... ones that we see coming, I mean, as best as you can tell, because I know we're working on this thing right now at Stillwater. I mean, this has been in the paper and all this with the hydrogen.
H2 renewables.
H2 renewables and all that. So we want to talk a little bit about that. This portion of the show is brought by another entrepreneur called Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. And if you let anybody else touch your HVAC systems, heating or cooling systems, you ought to take a step back and think about it, because Martin is the best. Voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. He gives great care to your heating and cooling systems. Give him a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Everyone's invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixins, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 11th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl.
Tomorrow, down at Cornerstone Bank, it's going to be on remote. Is there gathering donations for RABA, for getting donations for veterans for the RABA buses. Linda and Trish will be down there. I'll be in Corning speaking to a school down there about Veterans Day. On Friday, on the Marine Corps birthday, we are going to be down at Crown Motors. And Crown Motors is giving $100 for every car they sell on Veterans Day to a local veterans organization. But we're going to be down there talking to veterans from World War II and Korea, Vietnam, all of our younger veterans. So come on by. Just come on by. We'll have some coffee down there. Stop by. And there's no time frames. But I just love to have some people, have our veterans come down and just sit there and talk a little bit about what they did and what they did in the wars. Or, you know what? Just their times in the service. Because a lot of people didn't get to war. They were there. They were serving. There was no war going on. Or they just didn't get there to the war. All of this is going to be Thursday and Friday. And again, Cornerstone Bank tomorrow. Cornerstone Bank is, go on in there, visit them. They got new branches down on California Street, right down from Jack's. Visit Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Okay, we're here with Todd Jones from Economic Development Corporation, the Entrepreneurial Director, and of course Dan Morrow, who is also a local entrepreneur, but helps others now with his company move forward. What business, there's stuff in the paper about the hydrogen company coming here. Is that dangerous?
H2 Renewables. The product itself is very stable. The process, my understanding, I actually can't speak too much about the entire process, but I do know it's a very stable product. It's a burgeoning industry in California. There's only a handful. I think there's maybe 15 hydrogen fueling stations in California currently. And within, by I think it's 2020, which is only a few years away, they're projecting closer to 1,000 hydrogen fueling stations, with Toyota, Honda rolling out some new models. It's a zero-emission vehicle.
So it's not electricity then, and so you run it on hydrogen.
Yeah, the byproduct is oxygen. And so it's zero emission vehicle.
So it pumps out oxygen.
Yeah.
While you're driving down
it's
the
pretty,
road.
It's pretty crazy.
So could you have like a little like a hose? And so the old days, if you put a hose back into your car, you're dead. So if you have a hydrogen car, it can like pump you up on the way there.
I guess so. Just don't save it for the Apollo.
Okay. So this is a. So how's that look on it? Is it still moving forward?
It's still moving forward. As always, we're in conversations with a lot of other companies to move out to Stillwater again with what the city council passed last night.
What did they pass?
They passed a handful of new incentives on marketing to Stillwater. So a $10,000 job credit per job instead of $5,000. They passed I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but they passed a handful of ideas just to kind of give Tony at the EDC and us a little bit more ammunition, a few more tools in our tool belt to talk to these companies.
They used to offer a free place if you moved in there. Stillwater, it was going to be the first one in got got free land.
Well, that's still an offer that's on the table, and that's part of what they did last night is, hey, if you're going to bring a certain amount, whatever that threshold is, of jobs and economic activity to Shasta County, that's a certain possibility. Then again, we'll have prevailing wage and a few other things like that that will take place. But if you can get land for free, hopefully that can offset that.
You got to do prevailing wage.
It would be if you got the land for free because it is.
How about if it was for a dollar?
Still, it's not free, subsidized.
Okay,
unless
subsidized.
It's a full price. Okay. It's a
full price means you can get away from the prevailing wage.
Yeah, Lassen Canyon, for example, they gave a full price offer.
I understand
and
that.
And
H2
as well. H2 Renewables has also put in a full price offer for their parcel.
Wow. Okay. Dan, what do you see coming down the road?
This discussion you guys are just having about the hydrogen, mm-hmm. that's an energy play, is what that is. The great problem right now is we know fossil fuels, a lot of people have a lot of concerns about a lot of things with fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Where are you going to get the energy? Right? Ultimately, whether it's electricity or it's gasoline or it's hydrogen, this energy comes from somewhere.
Got to
right?
come someplace. You're converting energy into energy. That is what you're doing.
I want to get from here to there, take some energy. When I think about who we are, as Redding, California, Shasta County, California, what can we export? What are we good at? What do we have in natural resources? One of them is sunlight. Another one is abundant water. When I think about just those natural resources, even the wood products and our ability to convert those into energy, I am super excited to see the changes in thinking that we're seeing at REU in the city of Redding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that ship has turned.
Yep.
Steady progress. I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to the day when the world looks at Redding, California, and says, my gosh, that's the solar capital of the world. Right?
How about alternative energy capital of the world?
Let's go. I mean, we have it here. It's time for us to, I think, we just have to have that discourse to understand how we get this rolled out. How do we chart a path? It's underway. I love to see this kind of business here. Hydrogen is floating in the atmosphere all around us. Let's harvest it. Let's export it.
And guess what? It's easier, probably. Of course, I understand it takes a lot of electricity.
Yeah, there's two ways to do it, electricity or using natural gas to
It's probably going to use natural.
Water or natural gas.
They'll probably use natural gas,
I'm not exactly sure what their process is.
They will use whatever source makes the most economic sense.
Yeah.
And if we can find a way as a city to accommodate rapid expansion of our solar, they will use solar because it's a cheap, abundant resource that we have sunlight. We don't have to build transmission lines to haul it from here to there.
I can see exactly what you're saying, Dan. I mean, they could have this hydrogen, the hydrogen plant here with the whole roof set in the right direction to catch the sun put 500 solar panels out there, and then now they've got the power for it. So that just right there saved them a ton of money. But still, of course, they're still hooked into the power grid.
And in my mind's eye, I see every commercial building decked out with solar panels. Let's sell that real estate that currently is a big flat roof that we have to cool in the summer because the solar panel provides shade as well. Lower the air conditioning costs, generate electricity. There's no loser in this thing.
Well, the other thing is in Florida, they're having new communities that they are required to have solar power on their roofs, the solar panels, to cut back on the amount of electricity they're using down there.
So the big problem there is about energy storage, and that's the next piece that everybody's trying to get their mind around. If we can solve that problem, maybe it has to do with banks of batteries. Maybe it has to do with some kind of, in some places they take excess solar energy and run water up a hill and then turn it to hydro. I don't know. But
there's a question here. I'm not sure what this plays into it, but are you okay with removing the dams in the Siskiyou? I'm not sure what that has to do. Because we've got hydroelectric power right now. We're using it out of the out of Lake Shasta.
Right.
But doesn't count as renewable assets. So I'm not exactly sure what he means about if you're okay with removing the dams on the Siskiyou up in Siskiyou County.
Not in my wheelhouse where I'm at now, but
I'm not sure that
familiar with the issue. It's hot right now at the moment, but
because those are dams, those things promote energy too. I'm with you, Dan. We need to get outside this box,
mm-hmm.
and if solar is there, because REU was fighting solar for so long, because let's just face it, that solar people that had solar weren't having to pay anything. And that's why they tried to, put a connection fee on it, and that was, everybody's going to have to pay X amount of dollars, and people just, they almost killed REU over that one. But there still has to be electricity there and power there when the sun doesn't shine, or at the end of the day, unless you have a big battery system there, that, then the power kicks in. So you still need all of that, and then they talk of the cost of it. Now looks like REU is kind of reaching out again. Electric cars, solar, all these things. That went through the last month.
There are real problems that REU has. They're real. They're technological problems. There's infrastructure problems. I'm looking forward to this new discussion because, quite frankly, I think this is a community that will embrace a conversation to try to figure out what we can do to get REU on the right side of getting this done. It sounds to me like they're making the steps. And
what about nuke power? I like the idea of nuclear power.
Expensive infrastructure for us in this area, but well, it is clean energy.
It's clean energy. It's reliable. Sure. It's something the size of this block. It will take care of this whole county practically. And it is safe. You know, people talk about, what about the rods? You have to do something with the rods. Well, what are we doing with them right now? I think they're like 96% recyclable. And, yeah, or you can just, you know, dig a big hole in the ground in Nevada. Just
there you go.
And put it right there.
I know we're almost out of time.
Right.
So I want to come back really quick to Startup Weekend and just invite people, first of all, sign up, if you haven't, at startupweekendreading.org. And if you use the promo code SVH, which is the Shasta Venture Hub, SVH, you get $20 off. It's a $99 retail, $50 if you're a student, and then you can get $20 off with the promo code SVH. And if you can't stay for the whole weekend, come on Friday at 6:30 to hear the pitches, have some dinner, have a beer from Wildcard. And then on Sunday night at 5 p.m. is when we'll hear the final pitches, and that's also open to the public, and we'll have food and beverages there as well.
That might be fun. If you can't make it for the first few days because you've got really important things to do with the Marine Corps. But come on then Sunday and see what's
on Sunday.
Because that's kind of like at the end of it, so it's already been digested
day.
And everything.
Yeah.
Good. Dan Morrow, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl,
for coming here. And we're going to have you back on again for more of a political, because you've got some good ideas out there. And Todd, always for you. Thank you for your service, young man.
Thank you for yours.
There's a lot of things going on in the world, and we've kind of handed that off to other people. And I kind of agree with you, Dan, that maybe our generation could have done some things a lot better, because we've handed them an interesting lifestyle now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tomorrow. Down there at Trish and Linda, down at the Cornerstone Bank. If it's not raining, we'll find out what we can do with that one, because the girls are not going to be sitting out in the rain. They may be right here. And, of course, Friday, Crown Motors for the Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day. Have a great day. It's Good Guys Against the Bad Guys. Which are you?
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrat Ralph Northam has seized his party's first major Trump-era victory, beating back a charge from Republican Ed Gillespie in the race for Virginia governor.
This is about the Virginia way, and we have just a wonderful commonwealth, a tremendous amount of potential. And so I look forward to bringing people from both sides of the aisle together to move Virginia forward.
Meanwhile, former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue and current Agriculture Secretary says that Virginia has had Democratic governors before.
I think we've seen Northern Virginia particularly go blue over the